child.
God bless you, dear.
How does this seem to what our brother said?
Hope you never will be.
We shall never, as you put it, be fed up to the back teeth. For the simple reason that your world and ours is one world.
Mm-hmm.
Inasmuch that those who inhabit your world are part of the spirit. They may not act spiritually, neither may they appear to be spiritual. Indeed, in certain respects, one would say that they are far from being spiritually inclined, or spiritual in thought and in action, that fundamentally the power of the spirit is manifest in your world. It may oft times be subdued and held in check because of the material aspect of thought so common to the majority of peoples of earth. But the fundamental power of the spirit is there. The physical world, with all its many interests and many things which hold man's attention, nevertheless, basically, is a spiritual world. Man has many opportunities to discover the things of the spirit, and there are here and there those who are spiritually inclined and who aspire to spiritual things. Though they are few and far between, the effect that they have upon the world is more perhaps than man realizes. We shall never separate ourselves from you, for that in itself is an impossibility, because as I've said, it is the same spirit that manifests in all worlds.
Thank you.
I thought perhaps, child, today you may have something particular in mind you wish me to discuss.
Well, you have said quite a number of times that out of good, oft times, out of evil, oft times, cometh good. And I wondered if out of all the apparent dissension in the world, there is working good out of it. Because a lot of people, I can't accept it actually, but a lot of people at this time think that there is going to be a spiritual revelation to save mankind.
My dear child, I do not have to tell you nor remind you that this idea of a spiritual revelation that will save mankind has in a sense been common to all generations of people for many, many, many thousands of years, even way back in the time of the Christ and before the time of the Christ. There was always expected to be some revelation, something of great import that would happen, that would affect the whole of humanity, and particularly among races, do you find this? I am not in any way decrying, but at the same time, we must realize that ever since man first began to think deeply and seriously about things appertaining to the spirit and to his own immortality, it is obvious that man has always been expecting something of a revelation, something that would, as it were, prove to him beyond all shadow of a doubt the reality of a spiritual life, also proving to him of some form of communication between the so-called dead and the living. Indeed, for generations upon generations, there has been this idea that there would come some revelation or some aspect of thought of a high nature which would save mankind. For mankind has always been discussing and talking about itself, that it were on the brink of destruction. There have been wars upon wars. Some, looking back over the centuries in comparison to more recent ones, seem to have been more like skirmishes than wars, but nevertheless, the truth of the matter is that in the known world of centuries ago, those wars, for instance, were tremendous, and the whole aspect surely is this, that man realizes, deep down in his innermost soul, that he is part of a great plan, that he is part of a great spiritual existence of which he is barely able to discern the minutest detail. In other words, child, surely it is that man has ever been seeking revelation. Man has always been waiting on the brink, as it were, waiting for some direction, some guidance. Always he has been anticipating that the world would come to an end, that there would be destruction and so on. And this present condition of world life which you exist in surely is a direct descendant of these thoughts and ideas. And it seems to me that out of all this chaos in which the world finds itself, which the world itself by its wrong thinking and action has brought into being, this present state of existence is what man has created. And in consequence, he realizes the many dangers, and he wonders and thinks possibly there will come some great revelation or some great saving grace, something that will stop the world from falling, as it were, over the brink to utter destruction. Truly, these things are not new. And, of course, the power of the spirit has always been around the world, has always been present. Great revelation has always been there, waiting to be revealed, until man himself was in a fit state of mind to receive it. And it has been said truly in the past by the great teachers and prophets that these things shall be revealed, but they can only be revealed to those who are ready to receive and to accept. And there have been cases, of course, of individuals who've received instructions and guidance, but who have not been able to do very much about this knowledge because the mass of the world would not accept. Mm.
Yes. You can assume, even though in a misguided way, that the youth of the world are seeking after something.
The youth, whatever one may say about the present generation, and there are many things that could be said that no doubt are derogatory. Certainly in the eyes of older generations, it seems that youth has no direction, no moral power, no moral discernment, no concern, as it were, with the morrow, but only with the today. All this may be well true, but I think that the younger generation are cynical for the simple reason that they have seen the world that has been created by their parents and their grandparents. They see the utter futility of war. They see what man has created by wrong thinking and wrong action. They realize that man himself has for generations upon generations created a condition of life which has become more and more impossible, in which evil is let loose to such an extent that today the youngsters feel quite often, I think, that the present situation is intolerable, and that in many instances they have very little faith in the future. And if they have any faith at all, it is, I feel sure, that they want to turn away from the old ideas and the old way of thought of previous generations who have brought havoc and brought all sorts of intolerable situations into the world and such misery through their wrong thinking and politically and religious. In other words, I do not think that one should blame the young. I think they are seeking, in a strange way perhaps it may seem, but nevertheless I think for the first time a young generation is deeply seriously thinking about itself.
Yes, but they've got nothing fundamental to hold on to, have they?
It seems not. It's true that in a sense they have not, but they are at least searching, they're at least seeking. I know there are the few here and there who bring disregard and disrespect upon themselves and upon all concerned, but nevertheless, fundamentally, I think that the young people are in many ways far more intelligent, that they are seeking some sort of a solution. They don't quite know how or what way to go about it, and I think that they have seen the travesty of the church. They've seen the terrible upheaval and the misery brought about by political intrigue, and they are disillusioned and disgusted, and they are seeking, in a strange way may well be, but nevertheless they are at last allowing themselves to be, in some senses you might say, true to themselves. You may laugh at them, and in some instances and cases there are reasons for laughter. There are those who stand out who are not really representative of the whole, but I think that fundamentally the younger generation are anxious for a directive, they're anxious for a path, yes. And I think that we could give it to them. Whether we should be successful in this, we cannot say, but we certainly hope and pray that we may well be.
Yes.
But of course we come back again to another problem. If we are to reach these children of the new day and age, we must have the right mediums and the right opportunity of expressing the spiritual thoughts and ideals which, for which we stand, for which we are ever anxious to expound. But you know only too well that these mediums are few and rare, and many make a spectacle of themselves and bring discredit upon the movement, upon us, and in fact they do more harm than good. Unfortunately, we lack the the right kind of instrument. There are so few instruments who really are, as it were, expressing and expanding the teachings of the spirit. Many of them are pandering to material desires, material thoughts and ideas. Many of them are prostituting their genuine gifts for various reasons, invariably of a material nature. In other words, my child, until we can find good instruments of a high caliber who will be able to give forth the teachings of the spirit and expand the wisdom of the spirit and give the proof of identity and etc. that is necessary for those who seek comfort, until we can provide through good instruments these truths in a manner in which we long desire to expand them, we shall not make much progress.
Yeah. And have you got hope for the future?
One must always have hope.
Yes, I know.
I do not wish to sound pessimistic. I am not pessimistic. I am ever hopeful. But I am not unconscious or unaware of the many difficulties and the many problems. And we also have many, many things which we have to contend with. There are many, many complexities.
Yes.
And these are so bound up in national spirit, for instance. Bound up in religious intolerance, bound up in religious experience of a nature which quite often, instead of furthering truth, blocks the path.
Mm.
You know as well as I do that there are so many factors which we have to learn to overcome. We have to bring all peoples of all nations together in one spiritual awareness and consciousness with a desire to serve and to work and to do the will of the Most High. This in itself is such a vast, tremendous task. Even in your own country, for instance, you cannot find people living together in happiness and in peace and in quietude. There are frictions and complications. There are all sorts of intolerant actions. In other words, my child, we are not unconscious of the many problems.
No.
In families, you have feuds among different peoples living even in the same area. You have feuds. Certain peoples do not like other peoples because the texture and color of their skin is different. Until we make people understand that they are all part and parcel of the same spirit, that they are all linked together truly as brothers, irrespective of race, color, or creed. In other words, they must learn to sink their differences and learn to live together in peace and in harmony. They must learn to seek truth and find truth and not be content with often these things which bring no reality of spirit to them, but only that which, when analyzed, holds no ground and holds no power for salvation of soul.
Mm-hmm.
We know what we are doing and what we are endeavoring to do, but we are not unconscious of the many, many, many problems and difficulties. And, of course, our great problem is to find suitable instruments who are going to give themselves truly to spirit and dedicate their lives to spirit and act according to the spirit and forget self in loving service. Indeed, my child, these things you know and others know, but there are so few who will give themselves completely and wholly as you have done to spirit. It is not easy, my child, to write good instruments.
I wish I was younger.
In a way, I wish you were younger, and yet I do not feel that it is right to wish so.
No.
You have many years, I feel, yet to go. At least you have some years to go in which you will serve the power of the spirit and manifest its love for humanity.
Yeah.
And in the end, when the time comes, you will join us here and continue to work
in a different
way. Yeah. Never feel, child, that any moment is wasted. With you, the power is circulating at all times,
yes.
And you are manifesting it with love and affection to all with whom you come in contact.
Yes.
I say to you, child, have good faith, as I indeed know you have. Know that I am with you and others also, that we shall together strike forth in the future, helping many and bringing comfort to those who need it, and bringing the healing balm of spiritual truth to all who seek. We have no doubts, no fears. I have confidence in you and in the power that surrounds you. I have confidence in the power of the Holy Spirit, which overcomes all things. My love and my peace be with you, child.
Before you go, dear, would you give my love to all the band? And I often think about them separately. And once you brought Alistair, and you said that as an opportunity offered, you would bring others who were going to work with me.
I will, my child. During the coming months, I will endeavour to bring other souls that might speak unto you.
Yes. Give my love to them all.
I will. And your mother and your family.
Yes, they're a great reality to me.
Yes, child. Bless you.
And lots of love to you.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
God bless, Mickey dear.
Bye-bye. He did quite well, because I thought we were going to have trouble with
you. Yes, it's that sort of...
I don't think our friends are too good, and the atmosphere's not good.
No, it isn't. We've done well. Thank you, dear.
Ginger.
Oh, yes. Mine's up. I don't know about his.
Bye-bye.